So this is the mayor's office, and of course the mayor's office, you know, it's like a castle, because that's where they derive from. Well, there's all these Christmas market stuff, I almost said it. I can't really film it for you. But what I find interesting here is the rotary symbol here, two times. And where is it? Ah, there it is, template. That's what I thought interesting, eh? Pause a little of that shit. So, you know, can you imagine, you know, the authorities, you know, the mayor in a bloody castle like this? You know, that means it's still the same ones, folks. It's Pharaoh, the aristocracy. They are the politicians of today. As I explain my film, The Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. You know, they're still riding us, you know. Look at that, you know. Yes, he's also part of the gang, you know, Joan of Arc. You know, her first general, Gilles de Rais, he murdered and satanically killed about 300 boys. It's still the same, folks. That's why they're in a bloody castle here, the mayor's office and all that. Even the tourist information. Nothing has bloody changed, eh? As I told you, this is what's left of an ancient castle. It's from the 12th century, eh? There's nothing before the year 1000, folks. And Jeanne d'Arc, apparently she was here and she was captured right on the other side of the river, apparently. It says here, Jeanne d'Arc. There it is, Jeanne d'Arc, Joan of Arc. It's the Tower of Joan of Arc. Well, what do you know? Look, in this posh town, they're all pens, you know? You see Mont Blanc, Swiss, eh? And it has the Seal of Solomon. It has nothing to do with the Jews. Israel only has this flag, exactly like this on their airplanes and tanks, because it belongs to the Pharaoh's aristocracy, like King Solomon. Here you got Graf von Faber-Castell. Castell is the Latin version of the word castle. Castell, castle, you see. And I would not be surprised if this is the red, you know. The concept of four, and four times these ones here, and a crown. Graf, it means a count, boss. You know, let's focus in on the SS. Well, we all know he made the uniforms for the SS. Pilot got an oval and a square, so the oval is a circle. The concept of three and the concept of four. And they are like piloting us, you know, flying the airplane. Yeah. You got this one here, it's everywhere, you know. It says Tommy Hilfiger. Probably Swiss as well. Red, you know, the red square, you know, and the white, not really a square. So it means he's from the out of the aristocracy anyway, otherwise, you know, you never get your shop up, you know. The old world's order, red, and the square, ruling over us. Little posh town here. No, it's everywhere. Concept of three and concept of four. And this is the revolutionary concept. It's the concept of Sean. So apparently this church is from 877, it says there. 877. Here's the castle again, where there's the mayor living here. Look at that, eh? Still the same ones, eh? Nothing bloody changed, I tell you that. Nothing bloody changed. Look, I've been sleeping in a ditch around a huge castle here. Ditched by Pharaoh, so to speak, as I've been like Swiss pharaohs ditched by them, eh? Yeah. Oh, look there at the end to the right, there's the castle. Yeah. And this is the same, it's just, and here you got next to it, you got all army barracks. And I'm not going to show it all to you, you know. I'm going to sit in the library, it's raining. So this is the area where my corn is from. And next to his Templar school, there's a big gendarmerie, police, barracks. It's just the same. Always next to the castle, you got the army barracks. Nothing has changed, people. Still the same ones, you dumb slaves. Look. Here in Compiègne, the area where my corn is from. Well, there it is. It's raining, I'm not going to be here very long. So, too bad all the statues are wrapped in for the winter, probably. Look how large it is, eh? North of Paris. So this is where Macron's ancestors were from, eh? I have no doubt. Look, all the pyramids, the joining. It's all here. They've been doing that for ages. Well, I'm off to the library, eh? Here another. For the concept of four pillars. Each pillar is round, so that's the concept of three. It's all there. Maybe that's why the three ends, because Napoleon, you know, Bonaparte, he was here, eh? And it's all the same lineage. And as his wife, she didn't want to see our beautiful Germanic trees. She said, cut them all down. So he cut them all down, you know, you see this huge lane here. And at the last trees, Napoleon apparently said, honey, I offer you the horizon, like I offer you the world. We are the conquerors of the world, as far as you can see, like, you know. Our masters, eh? How can you say that? Yeah. So three ends. So we have to find out the end. What number in the alphabet is that? Oh, I'm not going to count it. It's raining. So bye bye. So still in Compiègne. I was ditched for another night. Hey. Already the Merovingians, they were here in the 6th century. And in the 5th century, they were the first ones, eh? The first real pharaonic kings coming here. And there's the word Mer in it for pyramid. Merovingia. Merra. I could translate it all if I had my books here, eh? And the Merovingians, they came like just right after, you know, when Rome was ransacked. They couldn't stay there anymore. You know, all Germanic tribes looking for the last bottle. So they went to France, you know, here, north of Paris, north of Parisis. And like, oh yeah, we liberated France. It's all empty. Look, it's all empty, eh? And so we can settle down here. We killed everybody, you know, the La Bella Gallica. The Gauls, they murdered all the Celts here. These ones here. Hey, and they're still here. So this one is rebuilt on the same place. Of course, they stay at the same place by Napoleon here in the 19th century. And also already, although, you know, throughout history, it was rebuilt, renewed, renovated. And this is the last renovation, like 200 years ago, probably. Hey, Merovingians. And after that, even the Carolingians, they came here. There's the word Ka in it, for the soul when you live in pharaonic. The Ka, like the key in Japanese, the life energy. The Hakka, you know, the soul. When you live, and the Ba is the soul, the everlasting soul, apparently, what they believe, and they make us believe as well. Well, let me tell you, I don't know if there's a soul or something, you know, we're just not important enough, you know, to go to paradise, or we're not important. We're just bloody ants to them. We have to do it now, on the earth, and we're going to die anyway. There's nothing afterwards. There's bloody nothing, tell you. It's all a joke. You'll be surprised, there's nothing. We're not important enough. We're not important at all. Why would there be a paradise for a bloody ant that's not important? Yeah. Oh, look, it's a nice grass. Go on grassing, you sheep. Go grassing. Believe it all. Where does the idea come from, eh? Of an everlasting soul and going to paradise and Jesus gonna sell. It's coming from the Middle East, from these blokes there, eh? Go on, eat some more grass, you sheep. Think of your children. It's time for a sacrifice, eh? Don't only think about your bloody grass, you sheeple. You know, the sleeple. So I'm on the other side of the castle. I mean, look, this is Little Egypt in Europe, north of Parisis, Compiègne. We Europeans, we never built something in stone. You know, like Jeffrey Epstein. Stein is the German word for stone. Larry Silverstein. Harvey Weinstein. There was also a Weinstein, Bernard Weinstein, I think, with the Dutroux affair. There was Brian Epstein of the Beatles. They're all stones. We never built anything in stone, and neither did the Jews. They came in tents, you know. Pharaoh did. This is the Erev Rav with their stone, Stein, you know. They're all stone guys. We are little bush niggers of Europe, you know. We built things in with these things here and with dirt. Out of the dirt, never in stone. They brought it all to us, eh? So where's Sean Ross? I had an appointment with him here in Compiègne. I came all the way from the US. Where is he? Is he in the McDonald's again, you know, taking in poison? No. Oh, maybe he's in that monastery there, or whatever, eh? Or a castle. Nah. Pharaoh, eh? Is he maybe under the hairy tree there? No. Well, let's have a closer look. He might be there, eh? If he's not in the McDonald's, he must be under the hairy tree then, eh? Let's comb your hair, you hippie. Oh, there he is. Look at that. Oh, there he is. Nobody sees him, eh? Look. It's all under the hippie hair, eh? It's like in the 60s. Under the hairy tree. Oi, the weather is horrible. There he is. So pick up your stuff and let's go. Aye, aye, Sarge. Say hello to Roseanne. Thank you. Roseanne is great. So the former producer flied over to come and help me. Roseanne is great. All the way from the US. And some food. And a lot of cash. So I got a lot of cash here from Roseanne. I don't have to beg for the food for a moment. But probably, yeah, maybe I'll. Yeah, maybe for the winter, you know. The guy who came over with a limousine and a driver. Oh, fantastic. Oh, so bad he didn't have more time. So he brought me some food. I couldn't pack it all. Really nice. Nice people. Roseanne, you're fantastic. You're somebody who keeps word. I like that. That's also what I'm doing. Roseanne, I'm keeping word. Thanks, my sister. Thank you. So, you know, Roseanne's former producer in a money belt, you know, it was like in a gangster film. There was this guy coming with his limousine and a driver, black limousine. Unfortunately, I didn't film it because he parked around the corner. And, I mean, think about it. Why is a Jewess like Roseanne financing my revolution, or our revolution if you'd like, against Pharaoh over there, if the Jews would be the enemy, the masters of the world? Well, why would she do that? For a simple reason: the Jews are not the masters of the world, but the Pharaohs are. So my next couple of bottles, are financed by the Jews, and my dear friend Roseanne. So I say in Hebrew, L'chaim, Roseanne, L'chaim. We will get the pharaohs. We will get bloody Pharaoh, eh, for what they did. I lost my grandfather because of them and their Swiss base. What they did to all of us, you know, all the Steins, the stone guys, eh? Like Fred Flintstone, another one, you know. The Jews were living in bloody tents, like in the Bible, you know. We were living in dirt huts with wood and dirt, like European bush niggers. We're nothing more than that, you know. And they're the first ones building in stone. These are the stones. These are the Flintstones here. I call them the Flintstones, right? So, I'm not a Jew. I'll never be a fucking Jew. I'll never be. Why? Well, first of all, you know, the Jews would lose a friend who's not a Jew, eh? So for them, it would be a disadvantage if I would become a Jew, because they would lose a non-Jewish friend. Yeah. But it's not my thing anyway, you know, I'm not, you know. But I've got nothing against them. So, L'chaim, Roseanne, we'll get the fuckers, eh? We'll get them, Roseanne. Thank you, my sister. So, Roseanne, she's one of us, eh? Don't forget that. She's one of us, so support her. On her channel, support her. And I have a feeling she's going to do big things, you know, like political. I've been feeling it for a while, you know, with this information. I'm not sure how long, you know, it will take until they get me. So I hope you all go on with it. Yeah. Thank you, Roseanne, my sister. We'll bloody get them all together. Well, you like it, folks? A little castle here, eh? These are the Steins, you know, the stones. Silverstein, Larry Silverstein, Harvey Weinstein, the other Weinstein with the Dutroux affair. Epstein, Jeffrey Epstein, Brian Epstein. There's even Eris. I wanted to make a film about it, you know, but I have no home. I can't do it. So I just have to talk into the camera here. All the Steins. This is Stein. This is stone, eh? There are no Jews. Epstein, Silverstein, there are no Jews. No. I don't care about them, you know. I mean, I'm not a Jew, you know, but I don't want you to miss out the real enemy, you know. That's me. Pharaoh. Me. Let's drink some wine first. Well, look at this. This castle is massive, eh? Massive castle. That's the name of it, Pierrefonds. Massive bloody castle. Look at this, eh? It's a little bit north of Paris. Parisis. Our masters. Bloody pharaohs. Think these are Europeans? Come on. Europeans were living in dirt huts, you know, with wood and dirt, you know. These are the stones, the Steins, Silverstein, Weinstein, Epstein. These are the ones, eh? And they're no Jews. Roseanne, there are no Jews, I know. Jews were living in tents, they were nomads, you know. Jews living in tents, we were living in dirt huts, bush niggers, nothing more, couldn't even bloody write. Excellent warriors, though. Oh, look, there's somebody living there. Look at that. Light. And the only ones building in stone are the pharaohs all over the world. Even the Mayas, the Incas, they're all pharaohs. Massive castle, I tell you. Bloody hell. Bloody hell. And there's nothing before the 1,000 folks. Nothing. They're not from here. Let's stand up. All together, all peoples, all together. The Arabs, the Muslims, the Jews, the Chinese, the Europeans, we all have to stand up all together against these ones here. Why these monsters? Because they use demons, these pharaohs. They're all into demons and all shit. And then, you know, if they had a son or they could build a castle just next door, you know. Tell you folks, this is huge, you know. Europeans can't do this, you know, you can't even get two people together, you know. How could they do it? They're just sheeple. Just like all the other peoples of the world, they're sleeple and sheeple. They're just grassing, you know. This is what they like. European bush niggers. They like the grass, you know, and sleeple. They're not capable of building this. Well, they build it, you know, for our masters. Now, again, the winged ones, hey, Rammstein, you belong to these ones here, Rammstein, till Lindemann. Well, I'm not allowed to pronounce it, but, well, you know what I mean, hey. What do you want? The SAS, hey? You're killing people for the Queen, SAS, are you? Get out of here. It's a huge castle. And on the other side, you know, you had another son, you know, he built his castle here. Another one, you're like here, you know. It's a bloody breathing ground here. Pierrefonds. A breathing ground for these ones here, the winged ones. Rammstein, Eminem, Madonna, and all these ones. It's the top one they're working for. The pharaohs are working for that one, eh? Bloody demons. You think this is European? Come on. It's not. all no European kings, and never were. Cannons of those days, eh? Trezeguet, I think the name is. Something like that. Hello, birdie, birdie, making a birdies, you know, laying the eggs for Pharaoh, eh? That's why the birdie, birdie. You know? You know, this is the same thing, you know, against the terrorists here. It's a pyramid and red and white. The old world order and the new world order. There's the castle. So they're going to check my bags, you know. I don't know what, you know. I mean, it's them, you know, doing the terrorist attacks anyway, you know. It's them behind it all. It's very impressive, eh?
Bonjour.
Hello. Can I help you?
Excuse
me?
Vous avez votre ticket?
No, yeah. J'ai pas de ticket, non. Here's what I told you. You know, look at the name. Château de Pierrefonds. The name Pierre, in French, it means stone. A stone or just in stone. If you say construit de la pierre, it means made out of stone. It can also mean a stone. Here, you see, everywhere. Yeah. It's the same as, you know, there is the castle of Epstein, you know, like Jeffrey Epstein. It's all aristocracy. That's why he was with the prince, you know, the prince Andrew. You know, it's not Jewish stone. It's this here, them here, what I already told you. I would love to make a video about it, you know, but I don't have the place to work, you know. So this, instead of putting it at the back, like Weinstein or Epstein and Silverstein, they put it in front. And fond, it means the base. Dans fond, c'est de la pierre. It means the base is out of stone. We basically make things out of stone and use slaves, you know, you use wood. You know, like this chaos here, you know. Or you sleep in a tent, like me. I sleep in a tent, you know, I'm a slave, yeah? They are in stone. Epstein, Weinstein, Pierrefonds. The base is made of stone. Basically, they do things out of stone. That's why the Romans, they taught us how to build viaducts and bridges and out of stone, because wood will not hold. The things the slaves do, you know, they don't look into the future. It does not hold wood or dirt or, you know, the cloth of a tent, eh? But these guys, they think like 10 moves ahead. They think into the future. That's why they make things out of stone. There's no Jew here, eh? There's no Jew here. The other stone builders. It says in the name, Pierre, stone. The castle, chateau. The stone castle. You know, the base is stone. There might be a little bit of wood, you know, like in the roof. There's wood in it. But the base of it is stone. That's what the name means, Château de Pierrefonds. The base out of stone. Well, the base is going up quite high, but inside it's wood. But the base, you know, the structure is stone. They're the stone builders. They're the pharaohs, eh? Okay. You don't forget that, eh?
I'm sorry for making a video like this, you know, I could do a lot better, but I don't have...
This is what it looks like, the whole castle like from the inside. I didn't go into the inside, no. Bloody pharaohs, eh? Pharaoh. Me. The Steins. All the Steins, they're here, the stones. The stone makers, the stone builders. They're all pharaonic, the stone builders. Silverstein, Weinstein, Epstein. They're all pharaonic. Erev Rav. Just look it up. We're gonna get you. Oh. We're gonna get you. Together with good Jews like Roseanne, we're working on it. We're working on it. Pharaoh, we don't forgive what you did to us. Pharaoh, we know your biggest base is Switzerland, eh? They're always obeying your orders, eh? Killing us in the Roman legion. Legionnaires, you know, like mercenaries all over France, killing people for the Templars. And even before that, they were killing for the French kings, the pharaohs. And even before that, they were in the Roman legion. And it goes on and it goes on. Now it came out, there's this guy, Thomas Marcel Christen. He's a Swiss and he's behind the Paris terrorist attack on Friday the 13th, 2015. The Swiss are behind it. The Bild-Zeitung from Germany, they're getting it all open and into the open, eh? Just like the Bild-Zeitung, they were behind, they were going after Mengele when he was hiding in Switzerland. See my film, The Pharaoh, the Swiss Beast, Home of the Devil. It's because of Switzerland they conquered us. You know, pretending to be neutral and innocent and clean, but they're not. I know them. They're a bunch of fascist liars. They lie about everything. They leave even comments that they paid my... I was, you know, parasiting on them, you know, getting money from the government. I never got a dime of them, you know. When I was sick, I had to hitchhike 2 days to France to go to Médecins du Monde. They're horrible liars. I'm not going to forgive them. I'm not going to forget them. Hey, Swissy. You're like an aircraft carrier in the middle of Europe. Destroyed us. You smile to us, you know, and stab us in the back. You liars. You filthy Swiss liars. That's all you can do. Look at this, people. Isn't that pharaonic? Look at this one here. And the other one. Look at the pyramid here. Look at this here. It's a whole pyramid. Look at that. There's another one, Gifi, another pyramid. Pharaohs are ruling.